Network. Chat rooms, the number 2, incendiaryradio.chatango.com. Incendiaryradio.chatango.com. And you can find the archive at whoolisblog.blogspot.com. whoolisblog.blogspot.com. Got a couple callers breaking into the program. Let's take Chance in West Virginia. Chance, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Robert. Thank you for taking my call. You know, you mentioned Bill Maher. Okay, you know, let me tell you something. This is why the right pisses me the frig off. Let me tell you why. Because when somebody on the left, all of a sudden, after making millions of dollars for years, starts spouting some right rhetoric, they say this. They say, oh, he switched sides. He's on our side now. Look, he's good now. What a bunch of bullshit. I mean, this is why people on the right piss me off. This is why one of my favorite callers, I don't know if you remember, was Jim from New York. When he came out and said, the rhino neocon cucks, and he was exactly right. What fascinates me is how people on the right can fall for this shit. When somebody on the left, like I said, Robert, who made millions of dollars for years, all of a sudden switches sides.
Well, he hasn't
now
switched
they're
sides.
On your side. I mean, how friggin' stupid can people be? And
that's
this is why
point.
I don't like this friggin' Tucker Carlson nonsense neither. I mean, how? This is why I'm embarrassed of people on the right. They're my enemy, they're the commie leftists on the left. Because at least I know these phony bastards. I mean, see what I'm saying, Robert?
I do, but that's not the point I was making. The point was a larger point about the culture itself. I just used that kind of blip. I was not being an apologist for Bill Maher. But he's a Marxist in a lot of his kind of viewpoints. But see, what you have to look at, a lot of people on the right aren't saying that he's now a conservative or something. They're basically saying
Let me finish, Chance.
Now, they're basically saying where Bill Maher is and where he's always been has kind of been stationary. What people are saying is the people on the radical nut left have moved so far to the kookville that now he appears almost conservative-like due to the fact that he's more of a, let's just say, classical, let's say 60s liberal, to where the 2020 progressive nuts are so far out there that now he appears almost as a conservative. That's the point that a lot of people make, is the culture has swung so far that now this dude who has remained pretty, he's a comic, dope smoker, left winger, kind of a safety net type guy, but the kooks out here now, the libs of TikTok type people are so far gone that now they're throwing him under the bus as like a sellout, as a boomer. You know what I'm saying? This is how far things have radicalized so quickly, to where we got some real NKVD Cheka squad minded people here on the left, far, far left. Your kind of the people over there, the wolf with the sheep, the Fabian Society types. The wolf's coming out now. The sheep is no longer necessary for them, and that's a point of a lot of people make.
Thing when he says warp speed, hey, the right is okay with that. They're okay when the right wing says stick the jab juice in your arm. They're fine with that. But when Tommy Biden says it, then they got a problem. You know, these people are so friggin' stupid, Robert. They can't see how they're being played. That's the point I'm making. They cannot see the game that's being played. And this goes for both sides now, mind you. Both sides, left and right.
Yeah.
Left and right. I mean, it fascinates me how dumb people are. And Robert, with that, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for taking my call, and God bless you now.
All right, man. Take care. Now, Mr. Producer, get clip 9 ready. This is only about 2 minutes. And this is Dennis Meadows, author of The Limits to Growth. And he is a director at the Club of Rome, okay? And listen to him talk, and you realize that there are people like the John P. Holdrens, a whole lot of Jewish folks, and you got these Club of Rome types. And this is kind of how the superstructure is being built for the depopulation, because you've got Black nobility types, you got Club of Rome types, and then you got this big fat kosher Nostra that wants to basically depopulate the Gentile world, where they've all made these little backroom deals, and they're going for it right now. And they started it with the COVID stuff and put it all into high gear. Go ahead and roll clip 9.
But in one way or another, we are so far globally, we are so far above the population and the consumption levels which can be supported by this planet, that I know in one way or another it's going to come back down. So I don't hope to avoid that. I hope that it can occur in a civil way. I mean civil.
Kill you without you fighting back. In a
special way. Peaceful.
Yeah,
peace
die,
doesn't mean that everybody's happy, but it means that conflict isn't solved through violence, through force, but rather in other ways. And so that's what I hope
for. Sleep from the jab.
That we can, I mean, the planet can support something like 1 billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And
oh, really?
Conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. It's, unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have a. But we want to have freedom, and we want to have a high sentence, so we're going to have 1 billion people. And we're now at 7. So we have to get back down.
No.
I hope that this can be slow, relatively slow, and that it can be done in a way which is relatively equal, so that people share the experience and they don't have a
rich... Oh, you have to die equally.
Trying to force everybody else to deal with it. So those are my hopes. I mean, these are pretty pessimistic hopes, but I mean, that's what lies ahead.
All right, stop it there. Yeah, so you know what? Rather than trying to live your life and be a decent human being and be a productive member of society, blah, 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 you want to sit here and plant. You want to put yourself in God's place and say, the earth can only sustain this many people because I said so. These are the people who really get to me. How about all these people, climate change. How about number one, you get these jerks to quit messing with the climate. Number two, let God take care of the climate, okay? The creator. All you punks want to spray all this trash in the freaking place. Oh, by the way, get clip 10 ready, and this was only about a minute. You want to spray all this trash into the earth, into the environment, into the skies and everything else, and then you want to whine about climate change. You want to whine about... And then you want to whine about use of resources and everything else and how you care about the environment, and you leave the damn border wide open for hundreds and thousands and millions to come across our border, use up our electric grid, cutting down our forests, drinking the water and everything else. Why do you think these freaking rivers might be going dry? Huh? Could it be because we're... You absorb so many people into these areas to suck off these rivers, but yet you want to kill all of us again, don't you? Let's go ahead and hit clip 10.
You want some figures? Okay, latest water test tested the rain. 13,100 micrograms per liter of aluminum in the rain in 2013. Normally, it should be zero. So 13,100 is pretty damn much, folks. It used to be zero. Then it was 100s in the 2000s. And then since 2010, it's into the 1000s and the latest 13,100. In the snow on Mount Shasta, pristine Mount Shasta, 61,000 feet. No, excuse me. 8,000 foot level, 61,000 micrograms per liter. Four times the amount that is found in the soil up there. Where in the hell is this stuff coming from if it's not coming from the soil?
Spray.
You know, these tests are international in scope. Spray. We're seeing this all over the world, guys. Okay, pH of acid soils is 20 times more alkaline. The aluminum in the soil has doubled in the last 10 years. Aluminum blocks essential nutrients. I am unable in my garden to restore normal pH, and that's because nanoparticles are now in the circulatory systems of both plants and humans. So welcome, fellow guinea pigs.
So you get it? Omnicide. They're blaming us for our activities while they're intentionally sabotaging the ecosystems and everything else, so then they can blame on these evil humans that are trashing the place while you let all these immigrants in. And so we have nothing left for our posterity or future generations, because you want us all dead anyway. Isn't that nice? Andy in Texas, bring Andy on up. What's on your mind, Andy?
Hello?
Hello, sir.
You got me.
What's on your mind?
Oh, no, great. Hey, thanks, brother. No, aren't you getting tired of reporting to us all the crap that's killing us? I mean, wouldn't it be nice for you to sometime, you know, but let's talk about something positive. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, wait a minute. There's nothing positive.
There is. God's on his throne. He's putting us through the ringer right now. He's putting us through the fire, forging us in the crucible. You gotta look at it that way. I mean, this is a long game they're playing here, and this is history we're living. We've been, you know, we're here in this generation watching the collapse of the country. So
aren't you excited about Joe Biden saying he created 6.6 million jobs since he's been in Congress?
Well, he Isn't promised he did fulfill one promise. He said he was going to get us off of freaking oil and everything.
He's going to find a job there. Yeah. You know where the 6.6 million jobs came from, right? You know, the southern border's wide open. 6.6 million in 2 years since he's been in office. Yeah. Once they come across the border, they are counted as a job replacement population. Give them a credit card. Look, I got 6.6 million jobs set up, and I don't think people are realizing that he's actually telling the truth. He did create 6.6 million jobs. It's the people from the border. These people are coming across the border. They're giving them credit cards, which we don't even know what the value of those credit cards are. But they are operative people in our nation right now. He did create 6.6 million jobs, but it's replacement population.
Yeah, yeah.
This is past a joke, my friend. That's all I had to say. I just wanted to get that out there, Chief. Have a good night.
All right, see ya. Let's take Chris in Virginia. Chris, how are you doing?
Hey, man, I didn't want to take away from your show. I just wanted to tell you about something I saw on Sorcha Fowl was reporting today. Putin took out a bunch of Ukrainian generals and officers.
Yeah, I got that pulled up.
Okay.
Jim Stone.
All right, it's on your radar. Yep.
Yeah, Jim Stone's got that up on his site. That basically, Sorcha's got
real
up there.
To me.
Ukraine leader declares we will definitely win in Russia, then wipes out his general staff. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty fascinating. oh, these guys are all meeting together and blah, 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 blah. And then here comes the freaking bombers. Bah, 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 bah.
I hope it's true. It would be beautiful. That's all I had. Thanks, sir. Get back to your show.
All right. All right. See you, man. Mr. Producer, get clip four ready. Now, this one's at the top of Rents, and this one was all over Brighteon. It was all over BitChute, and it's even on YouTube. So Gonzalo Lira, as we know, and he Rents had been posting articles from this dude forever. And then he's over there in the Ukraine, and his theory about to what is about to drop next is – that Polish and Lithuanian troops are going to move against a certain part of Russia that is separated by Lithuania, and this we're going to see a massive escalation. So let's roll clip four.
Now the Biden administration finds itself with a catastrophic loss, and so they are going to escalate. And the way they it seems that they are going to escalate is by creating a situation, an incident in Lithuania. Lithuania, one of the Baltic republics, one of the members of NATO. Well, the Baltic Republic of Lithuania has cut off access of Russian railway to Kaliningrad. Now, for those of you who don't know, you know, basically, you know, here's Russia. Here is Lithuania, and over here is a little piece called Kaliningrad that's on the Baltic Sea. Now, this was captured in the Second World War, but it's detached from the mainland of Russia. Lithuania is between them. And Lithuania has had an agreement, a long-standing agreement of over 30 years, that they would never impede any train between Russia and Kaliningrad. That they would basically consider that train like a corridor that could go back and forth between Kaliningrad and Russia. And now they've cut it. And now they are making moves in terms of moving troops. Now, Lithuania has a microscopic army, but the Polish army is also on the move. The Polish army has been making moves on the Belarusian border. All of this leads me to conclude, realistically, that at this time, there is the intention by NATO to provoke the Russians into defending Kaliningrad. Now, Kaliningrad, you know, it's one of those areas that's armed to the teeth, okay? The Russians have all kinds of weapons there. The actual territory of Kaliningrad, right, they're not really worried about it. That's not the issue. The issue is Russia. Russian territory is going to be attacked by the Lithuanians and the Poles. And what are the Russians supposed to do? Just, you know, sit there and take it? Of course not. They're going to hit back, and they're going to hit hard. They're going to hit harder, much harder than they've hit Ukraine. Why? Because the Russians consider the Ukrainians a brother people. Lithuanians, they're just foreigners. They don't care about the Lithuanians. And the Poles, same thing. I mean, the Russians and the Poles have hated each other for going on 400 years, okay? And so now it seems clear that Lithuania and Poland are setting up the conditions to provoke Russia into attacking one or the other, or both. And this will draw in all the other NATO states, including the United States. Now, it doesn't take a genius to realize that the brains behind this idiotic idea are American brains, the Biden administration. There are crazies in the State Department and in the U.S. Senate and in the Biden administration itself. They all want war with Russia. And they're sick and tired of pussyfooting around using the proxy of Ukraine to fight against the Russians. And so they want to have American troops fighting directly against Russians. This will be a catastrophe, and I will explain to you why. Because you see, the Ukrainian armed forces were NATO trained. NATO trained approximately 10,000 to 12,000 Ukrainian troops every year for the past 8 years. That is, approximately 80 to 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers were trained to NATO standards. NATO standards in terms of tactics, maneuvers, communication, control, everything. The Ukrainian Armed Force was the largest, best equipped, and best trained NATO army that has ever been fielded. Man for man, it was better than the American armed forces, and that's the truth. They were certainly better motivated, because after all, the Ukrainian soldiers, well, they're defending their own land from the Russian invaders. So they're better trained, better equipped, and more motivated. And they have been annihilated. What do you think will happen to Lithuanian troops, Polish troops, or American troops that go up against the Russians? They're going to be annihilated too, especially because the Russian troops at this time, what they have been doing is that they have been rotating all of their troops constantly. They've only put in, at any one given time, about 190,000 troops. At this time, it's estimated that they only have 130,000 troops. But their entire army of over a million men has been rotated through Ukraine. They all have combat experience, hardcore combat experience. They're going to annihilate the Americans. And this is where the danger comes in. I don't care how much you love the American flag. I don't care how much you say that America number one and best equipped army and all that bullshit. The fact is they're going to be annihilated by the Russians like that. And after, the Biden administration, out of panic and out of a cavalier attitude that it's no big deal, they are going to use nuclear weapons. They are going to do that. The United States has never taken off the first strike option from its menu of options insofar as a military conflict is concerned. The Russians have. The Russians have stated definitively that they will never use nuclear weapons on a first strike basis. Never. Only in response to a nuclear attack. But the Americans have never made that promise. And the Biden administration, it doesn't know how to take a step back. It doesn't know how to wind it down. It only knows how to double down. And the Biden administration is clearly creating a provocation in Eastern Europe with Lithuania and Poland against the Russians, goading the Russians exactly as they goaded the Russians with Ukraine. Because remember, the reason this war started, and this is something that the U.S. mainstream media will...
All right, now look. You got kind of the gist of it there. Now, this whole regurgitation with Biden's daughter's diary, you know, Patrick Howley over at freaking National File covered this eons ago, and they covered this all up during the campaign and all this. Now Tucker Carlson brings it out. He was given permission by somebody to bring this out, this whole thing about the you know, Biden, the diary, is she's talking about the old man molesting her and taking showers with her, and now she becomes a sex addict and all this weird crap. Okay, so the Daily Mail published this article exclusive: Florida woman who found Ashley Biden's diary in the halfway house is under FBI investigation excuse me, for selling the journal in which the president's daughter recalled showers with my dad and details of her drug and sex addiction. You know, a girl's that's going to get and she said, was I molested? Probably, in this damn diary. I read the pages. It was on National File forever ago. It's a move designed to bring Biden down before he blows up the world quickly, joined in America by Fox News. And so Tucker was given permission by somebody to, you know, bring this stuff out there. Now, up at State of the Nation, okay, .co, it's talking about wag the dog type thing. So remember when Clinton was in the middle of his scandal with Lewinsky, they did this wag the dog where they bombed these aspirin factories over in Kenya and somewhere else. So total Biden breakdown, wag the dog, war, stolen midterm elections. All right, so we're about to witness is the greatest wag the dog moment in U.S. history. Here's the plot. Never in American history has there been a more desperate Democrat administration needing to distract the electorate from an upcoming electoral catastrophe. Never in American history has there been a more reckless and brazen Democrat administration willing to start a world war in order to divert the attention of the citizenry from so much bad news. Never in American history has there ever been a more corrupt and criminal Democrat administration hell-bent on engineering food shortages, disrupting vital supply chains, creating disastrous energy shortages, staging false flag mass shooting hoaxes, fabricating fake pandemics and psyops, threatening and intimidating the U.S. Supreme Court, as well as implementing harebrained policies designed to exacerbate an unparalleled inflationary spiral. Quite unbelievably, this list of scathing indictments could go on and on and on. That's because conspicuously stolen POTUS elections really do have consequences, extremely serious consequences in this highly charged atmosphere, which is actually the second American revolutionary period. And what we're about to witness is perhaps the worst consequence of all time for the entire world community and nations, world war, unless, of course, saner and wiser adults prevail. Undeniably, at this critical point of the 2022 election cycle, the Democratic Party knows that it's facing the worst nationwide election disaster ever. And it says, which means the Biden administration will quite purposely step up the number and intensity of October surprises that are rolled out from now until Election Day. So we've got, like, Roger Stone put out there some sort of another pandemic. And then you've got Gonzalo Lira talking about this purposeful escalation through Lithuania and using Polish troops. You've got the Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court getting put behind barricades now and all this stuff. So we've got a very interesting kind of confluence of events that we are about to face right now. I'll just go down to the conclusion. Any and all wars unlawfully waged by the U.S. federal government are prosecuted in the name of the American people using their hard-earned tax dollars. For that reason alone, it is imperative that everybody heed this warning. The bottom line here is that June's October surprise will very well be a full-blown wag-the-dog black operation and psyop perpetrated specifically to distract the U.S. citizenry from so much Biden administration malfeasance. And when I say Biden administration, that means the knucklehead gangsters surrounding Biden, Ron Klain and Merrick Garland and Anthony Blinken, all the Jewish mafiosos around Biden, all the Jesuit mafiosos around Biden, and of course, you know, Barack Obama hiding in the basement or in his little crew, Valerie Jarrett and all these people. And so it's crunch time, you know. Andy called in, Robert, are you going to sit here and give us bad news? I'm just trying to warn people and kind of, you know, connect as many dots as I can as far as documenting mankind's slide into who knows what. We'll see you on the other side.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Public Broadcasting Network. Now, some of the links on that Sorcha Fall article that Chris from Virginia called in about, I had it translated. It's on ria.ru. Special military operation in Ukraine. Russian forces killed more than 50 generals and officers of the armed forces of the Ukraine. So this is Russian media, and it was all in Russian, and I had the translation happen. The Ministry of Defense of Russia reported the destruction of 50 generals and officers of the armed forces of Ukraine by caliber missiles. Okay, Russian caliber missiles struck the command post of Ukrainian troops near the village of Shirokaya Dakhcha in the I don't even want to go there with this region. Dnipro Petrovsk. Pretty good there. All right. Anyway, but that's all over Russian media. So let's take Dr. Kelly. Come on up, Dr. Kelly.
Hey, thank you so much for your work again. And I want to just bring it back around to you wanted to tie it together with the 5G. So this is for the decent people, for your brothers and sisters in the service. And anybody with a computer that can print this out, go to antennasearch.com, antennasearch.com. Put in an address where you can see a power pole and locate all the devices, because it used to only be 58 in this neighborhood, which is like 58 too many. Last check, last week, there are 90 devices, and then you can locate, decapitate, and incinerate when you go on your deployment mission, because these things are just another facet of the wipeout, and they deploy smart meters in 2010 and 12. There's a whole bunch of leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and then, you know, you can kind of see how you're getting triangulated with all this crap. And
hey, I want to ask you this. I got this article up. Rancher warns mass cattle deaths are an inside job designed to cause food shortages, and a lot of people are looking at directed energy kind of situation where all these cattle just fell over dead. Pretty crazy. What are your thoughts on that?
It just seems really strange that people are running cattle during the summer months when typically, you know, they get the harvest and processed and you get your beef in the spring, so they don't have to try to go through a summer and, you know, be subjected to this kind of crazy weather. And I haven't had any issues, you know, locally, but, you know, I've been hearing that too. So,
yeah.
You know, don't know much more.
All right. Anything else?
Just people that don't have access to a computer, print it out for them as well. Make it a printer-friendly version. It will give you the name, the output, the insurance carrier, and the locations of, like, you know, the 200-foot towers and all the other crap. And it's totally related, and we deserve better. And so thanks for pointing those things out, Robert. Have
right.
a great show.
Okay, thanks. So the left is going to freak on this one. DeSantis reestablishes the Florida State Guard, introduces the first director. And so he's DeSantis declared the U.S. military has been kicking out great service members over the Biden administration's unacceptable COVID vaccine mandate, and they are even targeting members of the National Guard. Bureaucrats in D.C. who control our National Guard have also refused to increase the number of guardsmen despite our increasing population, leaving Florida with the second worst National Guardsmen to resident ratio. By reestablishing the Florida State Guard under the leadership of Lieutenant Colonel Graham, we have a great opportunity to expand our capability to help people in times of need or disaster. So you know that they're saying that he's building his own SS or private army or, you know, whatever. They're going to wig out over this one. Let's take Tom in Utah. Got Tom?
Am I connected? I didn't hear the...
Yeah, go ahead, sir. You're on.
I was just thinking about tomorrow. Isn't the... that's a celebration of the emancipation of the blacks?
Oh, that's today.
Especially done by the Democratic Party, correct?
Juneteenth.
Aren't they the ones that sacrificed their life and fortunes for freeing the blacks in the South? It was the Democratic Party, correct?
Well, you have to realize that they claim there was a flip that happened in the 50s and 60s to where now all the good people went into the Democratic Party, all the non-racists, and then all the racists went into the Republican Party. So you have to look at it with that kind of added nuance that the Democrats like to push, the modern Democrat Marxists. They like to push that, oh, all the non-racist people that care about minorities went into the Democratic Party and all the bad people left and became Republican. So that's what they'll tell you. That's what they'll tell you, though. That's their story. That's the cover story, that the Democratic Party now is the party of, you know, freedom and lifting up black people and minorities and everything else. So That's what they're going to tell you, though, that there was the great flip that happened. See, a lot of people forget to you know, preface their remarks when they're talking on the radio, and they're not realizing that they've got an answer for that one.
Well, with this democratically engineered deprivation, I'm talking about the shutdown of oil and energy and food.
Yeah. This is the Green Red New Deal, you see. This is AOC's Green New Deal, but we know green is the new red, meaning green is the muscle, the impetus behind the re-implementation of your Soviet-style system to where you know, nobody gets anything unless you're part of the Politburo, the upper crust, you know, of the intelligentsia, and then all, of course, the overseers of the plantations like Amazon and so forth and so on.
Well, I just realized with the shutdown of the supply lines, particularly to the metropolitan areas,
yeah,
what race is going to be more profoundly impacted by this deprivation than any other race?
Well, I think
that occupies the inner city.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly, and then the people that are really, really going to feel it are the defenseless whites who are living around these folks. they're going to be the first victims out of the whole thing. So,
but the real victims of the shutdowns, the real victims
is everybody. Everybody is a real victim
to
the shutdown.
It'll be disproportionately affecting the blacks.
I don't think so. I think it'll go across all
Philadelphia, New York, St. Louis, Chicago.
Yeah. Believe me, the people out on the farms, the people in small towns are feeling the $5 gas and the empty store shelves like everybody else. But some of them have a little bit more wherewithal.
People in the inner city have no other option.
Right. They're going to be leaving those inner cities or trying at least, and coming out to the burbs and even out to semi-rural areas when it really collapses, and we'll see how it goes. But those rings that the military built around all of our cities called interstates, those are military. Let's just say fortifications, and so they're going to use those to keep people in the cities when the thing really, really goes. And that's why they build a big ring around every city. You know, Eisenhower started the first interstate project right here in the St. Louis area, as a matter of fact.
Well, see, I just realized that the families that are stuck inside the cities are going to be stuck. They won't have options.
Well, look at all these. Keep an eye on all your outlet malls as well, and the way they're built. They all resemble a prison camp. They all have towers, and so forth and so on. Look at all your outlet malls. Type in any city, and then just go to your Google Images or Start page or DuckDuckGo or whatever you're using, Brave or any of them. Just go to your image feature and type in St. Louis Outlet Mall, Detroit Outlet Mall, and even small towns outside the cities, and just type in outlet mall and look at the way they're built. They all have towers in them. Why do they put towers in all of these construction and the way they are, the architecture? Very, very, and it's like, what are they for? Until you look at them as a military kind of prison outpost. These would be processing centers and holding and detention centers. Very, very fascinating.
And see, when I was exposing the poisoning of 34 million in the manufactured housing industry, I just realized that about 10 million of them, a disproportionately higher percentage of them, are the black families in the Southeast.
All right, Tom. Have a good night, man. Thanks a lot. Blacks are the victim of everything, and white people are evil. Have a good night. Earl in Texas. How are we doing, Earl?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, Robert. Appreciate your intel.
Right,
a couple of weeks ago, you had really had me taken aback when you had indicated that in the Corps, they were promoting and honoring the faggot community.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Earl, since you brought up the Corps, let's listen to this together. Mr. Producer, clip two, get that one ready. This is the Commandant of the Marine Corps, David Berger, and the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, Troy Black. And let's listen to a little bit of this. You're going to love this.
Hey, Marines, Sergeant Major and I wanted to take a couple minutes today to talk to you about the vaccination for COVID. And the reason we're talking to you today is, so far, more than 90% of the Marines are vaccinated, and that's a really good progress. I don't know about each of you, but I've seen a lot of information on the internet and what I've read, some of which is true and some of which not true about the vaccine, and is it really safe? And how did they come up with this vaccine, and is it ethical? I can tell you my view is I know the science behind it. I know how the vaccine was developed. I'm confident in it. And that's the best way that we can protect not just ourselves, but protect the rest of the Marines around us and our families and the friends. Because we have to operate as a team. We have to be ready. We are the nation's force in readiness. We have to be able to answer the bell when something bad happens around the world and the president says, I need to know how long it's going to take to get Marines there. Well, it's too late then to get vaccinated. We have to be ready all the time to respond.
Yeah, I think at this point, Marines, it's important for us to understand we have requirements to be able to be deployable. And all of us join the Marine Corps to do the great things that Corps offers us to do. It's challenging for us to be able to continue the mission if we're not ready to go, whether that be training, whether that be rifle range or the PFT. In this case, it happens to include the COVID-19 vaccine. So we need to continue to press forward to make sure we meet our requirements.
We need you to get vaccinated. We need every single Marine in the unit to be vaccinated. We don't have extra Marines. We're a pretty small force, and we have to make sure that everybody on the team is ready to go all the time. So that's our job.
You stop it there. How do you like them two sellouts? How many Marines are having adverse events or undeployable? They're not ready for combat, heart problems, who knows what else. Earl, your thoughts? That was the Commandant and the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps.
Well, as far as I can tell, they're a disgrace. I was in the Corps back in 68. And if I had known all of this stuff was going to take place now and other things as well, I would never have joined. And I encourage nobody to join. And listening to what you just played there, this is not a good deal.
Well, you know, a lot of these commandants, Chuck Krulak and some of these other, they were all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, globalist traitors. So just because you got a Marine Corps uniform on and you got a fruit salad on your chest and you got some stars on your shoulder does not mean you're a patriot.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to write to Camp Lejeune and voice my opinion on that. I don't want to take too much of your time, but the gentleman who was talking on Poland and Lithuania, what was his name, and how could I get on the computer to find and locate that information?
Okay, his name is Gonzalo Lira, G-O-N-Z-A-L-O, Gonzalo, and his last name's Lira, L-I-R-A. Gonzalo Lira. He's been around on Rentz's site forever, on the left hand with columnists. I'm talking 20 years plus. So,
okay.
But he lives over in the Ukraine.
Okay, so he has first account right there.
Yeah. Well, he disappeared for a while. Everybody thought he might have got killed by the Ukrainians because of his reporting and viewpoints and that sort of thing.
Yes. All right. Well, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I do appreciate your program and your intel.
Right on. Take care of yourself, Earl.
Yes, sir.
Let's take James of Vancouver. James, what's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. Did you check out the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, saying how children should be getting the vaccine?
They just approved it. They just approved it for 6-month-olds and up on the June 17th. It's in my notes. I just haven't got to it. Yeah, that's sick.
I thought it was really
we got a sick bunch of baby killers. But think about it. They want to be able to kill babies after they're born. If the mom don't like them, remember I covered that up. He's gonna have crooked ears. I don't think I want to keep him. Go ahead and terminate, even though he's a month old or whatever. I mean.
Right.
That's some evil stuff. Mm-hmm.
She's got 3 children. So the question is, has Rochelle had her kids whacked up on the vaccine.
Well, there's no telling. She's a Jewess, and so those are special kids. See, those are chosen kids.
Well,
and so they operate by a different set of rules. You see, Gory kids, they all got to get it. Now her kids might get the good batch with saline in it. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
That way they get their vaccine card and everything else. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll let you go and talk to you soon. Thanks, Tyler.
Okay, man. Take care. All right. Have a good one. Dan in Washington. What's up, Dan?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. The caller was from Arizona, said it's negative talking about this stuff all the time. But one way I had fun with my prepping is, like you're saying, the rings around the city, you should really have a dual sport motorcycle, like a KLR 650 Kawasaki.
Right, and, one that'll go off road if you needed to, but you can roll it on the street if you needed to.
Exactly. Yeah.
They used to call those enduros. They used to call those enduros back in the day.
That's a good way to have fun. I bought one of those. Just if the traffic's the fan, I got to head for the hills. So
yeah. Yeah, just keep it under some sort of a Faraday enclosure, like a little freaking blanket.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, my mom got the vax too, and I talked to her and I got the Johnson & Johnson the first time, and then she got the she's kind of like you politically, like sounds like your family. She's just the opposite of me, so the more I told her not to get the vax, the more she wanted to get the vax, and she got the Moderna, I think, and she
that's the worst one.
Yeah, she seems a little different now, man. It aged her like 10 years, I think.
Well, my sister got the Johnson & Johnson, and I sent her all kinds of crap before she got that one. She's like, well, I just wanted to get one to travel, and I just wanted to do the one and done. And then she ends up getting the Pfizer booster. I was like, are you crazy after all the crap
that's
I sent
my
you?
Did.
After all the crap
that's what
I sent you?
Did.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. The only way I can get along with them is just to talk about, like, shopping and, what's on sale and stuff like that. Keep it shallow.
I cannot talk anything political with my mom or her sister or any of them because my mom lives on CNN. And then my mom's sister lives on MSNBC, which is even worse.
Yep.
To where it's just like that. I mean, I say anything, they go into like a freaking demonic frothing at the mouth.
Exactly. It's like reaction, just programmed reaction to anything.
I know. I was like, I wish I could talk about the Cardinals, the baseball Cardinals, but I don't watch them, so I can't.
Right. All right, well, have a good night, man. Enjoy your show.
Thanks, take care. So Pfizer's defense against this big fraud claim, I don't have time to play it, but because they're contracted with the government, that gives them immunity from being sued for fraud for all the data, all the trials. They're being sued right now. So they come up with this defense. It's like, well, we're in contract with the federal government, so we're immune. I wanted to play this one, Lieutenant Mr. Producer, clip one. And I'm torn. Maybe I'll save the other one for next week. This is Lieutenant Colonel David Trombley, and he's talking about the Pentagon and their vax mandates and stuff. Go ahead and roll clip one.
I am truly a grateful and blessed man having been able to fly 25 years in the Marine Corps. I recently took off the uniform of my beloved Marine Corps and now serve as a federal contractor up at Whiting Field, where I train the ensigns of the Coast Guard and the Navy and the Marine Second Lieutenants. Fortunately, as a federal contractor, the courts have given us a stay of execution on the mandate requirements so that I didn't lose my job back in November or December, which was expected. But tonight I want to talk to you about the state of the military, because they have not found the same support in the courts. wish to begin reading an excerpt from Marine Corps Order 1730.9, titled Accommodation of Religious Practices in the Marine Corps. This was signed 12 July 2021 by our current Commandant of the Marine Corps, David Berger. I quote, "An expression of sincerely held beliefs may not be used as the basis of any adverse personal action, discrimination, denial of promotion, schooling, training, or assignment." Yet, in spite of this order, in September, during the frenzy of the mandates, I learned of 13 Marines right here at Madison 21. Of those 13 Marines, of which were singled out for not taking the shot, two were flight instructors. The other 11 are students that I would have had the privilege to train as their instructor. In spite of the shortage of flight instructors in the Marine Corps, two of our high-time flyers were grounded. Had the students been continued to train, some of them would be in follow-on training aircraft at this time, and a few would actually be in fleet aircraft defending our freedoms, not fighting for theirs in the courts. With the help of these Marines, I requested permission to present evidence to the commanding officer of the unlawful military execution of the vaccine mandate from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, by generals of all services, and by even local commanders and doctors in our branch medical clinics on panhandle bases. This one-inch binder contains a copy of the thorough report that the Marines and I put together and then presented to the commanding officer. Those documents prove that not one military member throughout any branch of service, anywhere in the country or around the world, had been immunized with an FDA-approved vaccine. They had all been vaccinated with the experimental emergency youth authorization vaccines. And that's contrary to the way the mandate was written by the Biden administration.
You can
Our
stop
research
that.
Further that demonstrated that
Attorney Thomas Renz also reported that every vax given to the military, none of them was this Comirnaty. And they're never going to use this Comirnaty, the only one approved by the FDA. So they bamboozled all those military people into taking an emergency youth authorization and even kicked people out. And they never even had Comirnaty, the only one approved by the FDA. They never even had it ready, and they're never going to use it. This is the treason and trash that run your military and run your government. They must be routed out eventually. All right, we'll see you guys next week, hopefully, God willing. See what happens in another week.
Hold it on to you. But my hands that keep trembling. Know the truth is true.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.